We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So we saw the story, you know, I think it was in the Hartford Current, just about what's going on in Coventry. And, you know, it's interesting in a lot of ways because we're looking for, you know, compelling Election Day issues
local
to talk
stories,
about. Yeah, and also, you know, and just in terms of equity and Title IX, it just was a really fascinating thing going on in Coventry. So we're grateful to have John Elsesser, the town manager in Coventry, on the morning show with Ray and Brian. Good morning,
hey, John.
Good morning.
So, good morning to you. Can you just give people who don't know the story a little bit of the background? You know, there's a proposal. I mean, there's two proposals of import that we're talking about next week, and one is $325,000 for a softball field, and the other is $3 million for a new roof and some alarms in some of the schools in town. But the softball one is first and foremost. How did this issue get on the ballot?
So, a couple years ago, Coventry girls softball came to town council, and actually through an old-fashioned town meeting, they showed up their annual meeting and asked, you know, to be considered to get their own softball field, because right now they play at the middle school, and it's a shared field that the school owns, so the school has priority, and soccer field overlaps it, so they can't have an outfield fence, so they can't really have tournaments there.
Yeah.
They kind of said, you know, the boys softball, Little League has their own field. We should too. So while technically not a Title IX, because that applies to educational and not the town, it certainly sets an example of the equity that we should be going for. So the council set up a study committee to look into the situation, to look at locations and costs, and gave some money for some engineering to come up with proposals, and they worked for a couple of years because they didn't want to have to buy land too. And we finally found a location next to the Little League field, so they could share some facilities and families that have kids in both sports. Ultimately, you know, through a advisory group that spent really 2 years on this, they came up with a plan that will start with one softball field with all the amenities in terms of the outdoor fence, the pitching cages, the outfield fence, and parking. It won't have it to start with kind of the bathrooms and snack shacks. And part of this is when they have their own space, they can then have advertising that helps buy uniforms and supplies. So it does help equal the playing field with the Little League that has their own source of revenue too. The council heard that and unanimously sent it to the ballot, and the voters will decide.
If you know, like here in Farmington, which is where we are now, they are basically, you have a Board of Education, you have, I believe, town council elections going on, and there are a lot of yard signs. What are you seeing over in your town? A lot of yard signs for this?
There are, again, both political parties endorsed it, so there are yard signs up.
Just vote yes, yeah.
Yeah, vote yes on question one. You know, it's one of the issues. Obviously, the parties both agree on this, and they disagree on other issues. But, you know, it's up to the voters and who shows up. But they're actively campaigning. Obviously, they got the governor to talk about it, which is very surprising. And the governor felt that they should have their own playing field. So it's just interesting that a small issue like this, which is very important to our town, can actually get statewide attention.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, first of all, what doesn't make sense to me is why softball and baseball fields are different, right? Why the dirt
infield
versus...
Well, that too, yes.
That's a different conversation that I don't think we have to have with the town manager. But, you know, I think it's compelling because, you know, we're going to see who comes out and votes. I mean, even though both parties have endorsed, does that, in your estimation, make it a slam dunk? Or because to me, these issues go with the taxpayer. The ones with kids in school or young kids, they want this, and the older demographic who don't want it. And and the question is, will that overrule party politics?
there are a lot of people that have gone through the girls softball program and grandparents. So mm-hmm. I think it's not just an age issue. But the cost was a concern, which is one of the reasons the council, they really would love two fields. But the council said, let's start with one. And that right. partly was price tag. You know, if it gets too expensive, I think, you know, you start losing votes. So I think they wanted to make sure this happened and really wanted to, you know, get something that they thought the voters could say yes to. And there's a lot of opinion, you know, that they wanted to and they should get to because there's kind of more baseball fields. But
sure.
And the reason between the difference between baseball and softball, frankly, is they have baseball has a pitching mound and softball doesn't. So you can't use the same field.
Oh, because it's a raised mound or it's flat.
Oh.
That's right. I didn't really. That's right. Because when they have the games, when the little kids play games on a softball field, they bring in that fake mound.
Yeah.
And they put it on top of it. That's true. John L. Seltzer, Coventry Town Manager, joining us here on the morning show. So, you know, in terms of price tag, you said price tag, and that word popped out at me because when you compare to the other thing on
you know,
to be voted on, the $325K seems small. So, I mean, do you feel the same level of confidence with the money that's needed to get the roof done and the new alarm system in the schools?
I think people understand roofs. I mean, the roof
is
22 years old. It had a lifetime expectancy of 20 years, so it really has to happen.
Yeah.
If you don't, you get mold. So, you know, it really, people understand that because they have their own house and they know that the roofs have a life. So the stunning part is it's just a lot of money, and that's the price.
John, let me ask you this. I mean, you know, as they're doing in Washington right now, you fold a bunch of stuff into just one referendum. And, you know, would it have been easier or is it required that you keep the softball field separate from the other one, the capital improvement, so to speak?
It could have been one question. I think they wanted to respect the voters to have their choice. It really doesn't cost any extra to have it separate.
So no,
they
really
wanted
doesn't.
To give the choice to have the voters you know, pick and choose or pick both. And in terms of bonding, it would all be in the same bonding. So when we go to borrow money, there's no additional expense.
Well, as you know, these things often work out. At the end of it all, we'll still be friends. Hey,
yeah.
John, I imagine there's some people. It's going to be interesting. I love town elections. Hey, thank you very much for being on. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, well, that was my slow pitch for the day.
Okay, and I still whiffed. Okay,
thanks
for being on. And I look crummy in shorts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.